gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. It's gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turned up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, but not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see their needs? A summer's disregard, a broken bottle top, and one man's soul. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got
stand up and dance. You have my permission to do so next time. Let's just do it, okay? So thank you, choir. And while the choir is being seated, let me call your attention to a few announcements in your bulletin. The insert is what we're highlighting this week. Yes, Thomas Mielo begins a 7 Basic Principles Relationship class. That is tomorrow night from 7 to 9 p.m. As you notice, this series, we're focusing on relationships, and for the entire month of March, we'll be offering classes and things that are focusing on relationships. Also, the Enneagram. I love this Enneagram. It's helped me so much with my own relationships. And so Dr. David Banner is going to be presenting this, and this is a Saturday workshop It's from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Look at the price, a suggested love offering of $40 for 6 hours. I wanted to make it affordable for anyone that wanted to come to this workshop. It's just really helpful for with our relationships. I'm looking forward to being there. Also notice that we in our outreach outreach team, we are participating with Minnesota Food Share. And we have bags here representing that we want to pack the pews, is what they're calling it. And that is with groceries. And so take a bag, fill it up with groceries, bring it back. What I love about the fact that our outreach team got involved in this is that it helps the entire state of Minnesota. It's just not a few counties. It's the whole state. So come and be a part of that. Also, you know how many bags I'd like to fill up? We have an average attendance here of about 350 people on a Sunday morning. Isn't that wonderful? But wouldn't we like to fill up about 200 of these bags, bring them back, and put them out there? So you can either pick up a bag, go grocery shopping, do it for yourself, or even make a cash donation at the table. And Linda will be out there, I believe, at the table following the service. So if you have any questions about that, Linda is the chair of our outreach team. Notice on the back of that, the girls' concert. I'm sure you've already marked your calendars for that. I have Sunday, March the 23rd at 2 p.m. Also, moving to Wednesday evening on April the 2nd will be our 3B service. And that is an opportunity during the middle of the week to come in and kind of get a boost for the week to help us through the week, so to speak. Notice the details there. What's that? Oh, by all means, still come today. I love that we're having announcements shouted out from our platform. I love it. But by all means, this will not move until April the 2nd. We are still doing it today at 5:20 p.m. Thank you very much. Also, our prayer lab, that's a new lab offered by Reverend David Belton. That's tomorrow evening. If you're interested in learning more about affirmative prayer, this is the place where you want to be. That's tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. How you doing? Great. Let's pray together. Let's go within to that place within where we know and we feel God's love. We feel that love just flowing through us today. And regardless of what's happening in our life today, regardless of what that may be, we know and we give thanks that this love of spirit, this love of God expressing through us is greater than any circumstance that we may face today. And for that, we are grateful. We give thanks that we know this presence within as peace and comfort, as prosperity, and as love. And so it's with great joy this morning that together we say, thank you, God. Together, thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. Let's applaud this wonderful day. We begin our service by using affirmations. They're in your order of service. May we affirm our mission statement together. Together, we are an inclusive and welcoming spiritual community, transforming lives as we celebrate, honor, and affirm the divine presence in every person. And our vision statement. Together, we are a vibrant, loving, prosperous spiritual community. We invite all to be partners in the worldwide expansion of spiritual understanding and consciousness. The series affirmation for today's lesson. Together, I discover and develop the capacity for unconditional love in every one of my relationships. Within me is the power to live every day in love. I'd like for us to affirm that again. Together, I discover and develop the capacity for unconditional love in every one of my relationships. Within me is the power to live every day in love. Our on-duty Unity prayer chaplains, our chaplain emeritus, is holding the space for us today. Look around the room. They arrived early. They held sacred space in this sanctuary, and they're here today to hold that sacred space with you. They're here to listen with the ears of their heart, to pray aloud with you, and then to hold what they have heard in the strictest of confidence. So today, if you have a prayer request, by all means, seek out a Unity prayer chaplain. You may be seated. Our prayer chaplains are actually on retreat this weekend, so hold them in prayer. I told them that I would share that with you, and so hold them in prayer. Our opening song is Sacred Love for this series. Invite you to stand.
Sing that again. You are sacred love. Sacred love is all that you are. You are sacred love, God. Sacred love is all that you are. Sing, show the way.
Please be seated. Jennifer Parker, it's nice to have you today. Laura Dockin. Laura is on a well-deserved day off, holiday. Also, I want to just, again, thank you for being here. Thank you for remembering to spring forward, all of you, and show up this morning. So thank you. Our unit is a positive path for spiritual living, and we offer practical teachings that help us to live meaningful, healthy, prosperous lives. And therefore, one of our things to do each and every Sunday morning, because we are that open and welcoming, inclusive community, is to acknowledge our first-time guest. Saturday, if you're a first-time guest with us, we invite you to allow us to honor your presence here today. We invite you just to take your courage in your hand and raise your hand as I raise my hand. First-time guest out there. Wow, knock me over. I forgot about that. It's good to have you here. Good to have you here, Juan. I met Juan before the service, and it's really good. It's so unusual to have guests at the 8:15 service, so congratulations for being here. One Unity is that rose that you received is a gift from our congregation so that we can all give you a wonderful welcome. That packet tells you about Unity Christ Church and what we're about. All that's important, and yet one of the most important things that's said on this platform each and every Sunday morning is this, And that is, my dear friends, wherever you are on your spiritual journey, wherever that may be, you're welcome here. We welcome you, we bless you, and we behold the living presence of the divine within you. Let's appreciate one this morning. Thank you. Also, we greet each other. Let's do that with a handshake, a smile, a hug. Let's ask before we hug. Let's do that right now. I'm going to invite you to remain standing for our song. This is our hymnal for the day, and it's Love is My Decision. I really want you to pay attention to the words of this song, okay? Love is my decision.
This is also a new song for you, so feel free to play the mirror game with me during the first verse. Just see if you can sing it. But then by the time you get through that first verse listening, you'll know it, and we'll do three verses. So here we go. Decision up to me to give of my heart. Love is my decision. No one else can tell me to start. And once I decide to change, my decision right here and now. Love is my decision, up to me to stand on that bridge. Love is my decision. No one else can make me forgive. And once I decide to change my mind, God will show me how. Love is my decision. My decision right here. It's up to me to dance down the road. Love is my decision. No one else can lighten my load. And once I decide to change, my decision right here and now.
We now move deeper into spirit with the reading of the daily word and singing together, Surely the Presence. As the usher brings down the prayer box, you are invited to mentally add your prayers to the box. Your prayers are then prayed with for 7 days by our prayer ministry, They are then forwarded on to Silent Unity, where they are prayed with for another 30 days. The word for today, world peace. We affirm, I am an ambassador of world peace. Ambassadors of peace practice love, kindness, and patience. Because I know the way I view others affects my interactions with them, I focus on the peace and presence of God in each person I meet. My thoughts, words, and actions reflect the love of God within. In meditation, I center my thoughts on peace. I move consciously towards being a peaceful presence in the world as I fully embrace this divine power. I may not be in a position of worldly power, but I have the power of love within me. Love is uplifting. Love fosters harmony and peace. I am an ambassador of peace, making a difference in the world through conscious acts of loving kindness. And Scripture tells us in Psalms 34, verse 14, depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The word for today, world peace.
Good morning. This is a meditation for love for others. However, love first must begin within the self, because without that loving kindness, it's not full and it's not beautiful. It's pinched and it's stunted. So then, this is a meditation about self-love. Please close your eyes and start to breathe deeply and gently. Focus on your breath for a moment. And just continue that deep, slow breath in and out, in and out. Savor the delight of relaxing in this moment. Love is always in the moment. Let go of any stress in your life. Let go of anything right now that does not serve you. Continue to breathe deeply until you find a natural rhythm. Be present. Be open. Be ready for love to expand and fill you. Think love. You don't have to define it. You feel love and you express it. Let's begin by imagining a picture with yourself in it. If you have any resistance at all to this idea of self-love, or you feel it's egoistic or self-serving, realize that you can only be a great life lover when you have first accepted that you are already love and you express it. So if you need to begin with a beloved parent or a grandparent, it may even be a pet, put them in that frame. And just keep breathing into it deeply, slowly. And allow yourself to go back to the feelings you have, either when you're around that person or when you remember that person. Feel the joy, feel the comfort. Feel how alive it made you feel. How loved you felt. How appreciated you felt. Just breathe that appreciation and that love in. In and out. Going deeper and deeper as you do. And now I'll let whatever that is that you have in that frame, if it's not yourself, just allow it to fade and disappear. And as it does so, a light comes up, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger until it fills the frame, and your face is in there. Continue to hold on to the feelings that you had for that loved person or that pet as you look at yourself in that frame. Now, allow every single atom of your body, every cell, every organ, every tissue, every hair, every nail, to vibrate with that deep, deep love. That love that you have for yourself. Say this tapping script to yourself. Even though I have not always been kind, patient, non-judgmental, forgiving, or compassionate to myself or others, I still deeply love and appreciate myself. One more time. Even though I have not always been patient, kind, non-judgmental, forgiving, compassionate to myself or others, I still deeply love and appreciate myself. Imagine and feel yourself happy and smiling. This is divinity. This is the Christ spirit always present but not always felt. Feel it now. Be present to your own marvelous, divine, awesome Christness and delight in it. Continue to breathe deeply. Continue to feel the self-love as we spend a little time in silence now. be present now to the activities in this room. But stay with that love that is revealed with you during this meditation. You are now ready to be life's greatest lover, and so it is.
I'm not going to be able to see you this week. Laurie heard in her mind, I'm dumping you. I'm nicer than your past boyfriend, so I'm rejecting you in really, really a very classy way. But get the message, woman. We're through. There's a lot of laughter around this. I wonder if anybody's relating to this, especially over in our choir, Judy. On the verge of tears, Laurie was all but shoved her new bewildered boyfriend out the door. Since he genuinely did have an unusually busy week ahead, it never occurred to him that saying so would upset Laurie. He knew about Laurie's history of being rejected. She had confided in him 2 days earlier, but since dumping her wasn't what he was doing, he didn't think to reassure, but I'm thinking of you. I'll call every night. Laurie saw what she believed to be true, that any man who got to know her would eventually leave. The poor fella, who hadn't a clue what was going on, went home and for the first time had second thoughts about the relationship, just as Laurie had known he would. Now ask yourself which party erred. Was Laurie's boyfriend, who couldn't possibly have forgotten about the past in just 48 hours, an insensitive clout? Was Laurie amiss for jumping to the wrong conclusion? The answer is, it doesn't matter. We don't respond to objective facts, but to what we perceive to be the truth. So often in our life, we take facts and we give meaning to it that is not true other than in our own mind. Could Laurie have taken a different approach? Yes. Could he have taken a different approach? Yes. He could have too. But it really doesn't matter, because what Laurie had made up in her mind was, he's going to dump me. And you see what happens is our past history, our past beliefs come forth in everything we do. So we have that opportunity to look at what we're believing, to look at what we are creating. This is the power of mind action that we teach here. Those thoughts held in mind produce after their kind. And if we see someone down here rejecting us continually and we have that stream of thought all the time, guess what? God says, you're right. You're right. So, how we choose to see the facts is a choice that we make. The facts of your life carry no more weight than the meaning that you attach to them. Another example. There's a sage sitting on the side of the road, and a man comes by the sage and says, what kind of people live in this city that I'm going to? And the sage says, what kind of people lived in the city you're coming from? Mean, ugly, terrible people. And the sage says, that's exactly what you'll find in this city here. Shortly afterwards, someone else comes along and says to the sage, what kind of people will I find in this new city that I'm going to? And the sage says, wonderful, beautiful, great, generous, loving people. I'm sorry, I got this. He says, what kind of people did you find? Leave there. And he says, generous, loving people. He says, that's exactly the kind of people you will find in the city. You see, my friends, what we put in our minds, what we put in our mind's eye, comes to pass. If we decide that where you're going is not going to work, it's not going to work. We have that choice point. We have a choice point in our life. And the choice point, as the 4T program, we're doing that program right now. What is a choice point? A choice point is a physics term that describes moments in time when your choices seem to have a greater impact on the way something turns out. The choices that we make on how we are going to think and how we are going to see something has a tremendous impact on the reality of what shows up in our life. So, we have that opportunity to to make that choice point. Each and every time we see it, we have that opportunity to raise ourselves up higher, to see it from a different level, to ask the question, what would love do here? How would love see it? Mary also goes on to say that, first of all, we need to, in order for us to even do this choice point, to create this choice point, to see it, we have to remember that God is first in our life. That God is first in our life. And she goes on to tell the story around Lori in that before we can enter into a wonderful, loving relationship, we want to be sure that our number one companion is Spirit. That our number one companion is Spirit. We don't have to look outside of ourselves to find that love, do we? Well, let me ask that question again. Do we have to look outside of ourselves if we don't? No, we don't. We don't have to because, as I say in so many of the weddings that I do, is we are totally whole and complete exactly the way we are. We're not going to get someone to complete us. We are complete. And it's when two individuals come together in their completeness, in their wholeness, that they are able to walk forth and to create a life of love together. The very pressure we put on others to be close is actually what drives them away. By contrast, when we ourselves feel full, we naturally become more attractive to others. Mary says, I love it, the love that we seek to squeeze from someone else can only be found from within ourselves. If you're in a relationship and you say, so-and-so's not doing right, ask yourself, are you doing right? Do you love, so-and-so doesn't love me anymore. Ask yourself, do you love yourself? Do you love yourself anymore? We choose to live in love. We can choose to believe the best about everything. When something happens in our life, about our relationships, may we choose to take the high road and look for the good. We have that choice point. And when we make that choice point and we decide to look for the good, we help bring about what we want to bring about in our life. We help bring it about. You said, oh, well, Pat, you're just being Pollyanna. Well, maybe I am. But thoughts held in mind produce after their kind. I believe that with all my heart. I've proven it 100,000 times in my life. So if I want a better relationship, I want to see it in a different way. I have to frame it, as Miss Linda over here said in her meditation. We have to frame it and see it in a different way. When we see ourselves as unacceptable, we create an experience that validates that we are unacceptable. When we see ourselves as loved and acceptable, we create an experience that we are loved and we are acceptable. When we see ourselves as God sees us, we come to know that we are truly loved. Are you interested in an assignment this week? So much enthusiasm over there, Roger. I love it. We're interested in an assignment this week. And Mary gives us one. She gives us one. Let me just share with you a great assignment. She says, Whenever you find yourself hurt, disappointed, or feeling judgmental in any relationship, remember that another perspective is always available. Pause. Ask deeply. What is a God thought regarding this? What's a choice point? You have a choice right there to put a God thought in place. A God thought is any thought that believes the best about yourself or someone else. No matter how readily you believe that thoughts pop up into your head of your own accord, you really do choose what takes up space in your mind. Often, a second opinion is warranted. A God thought allows you to lift your own thought to meet that of God's. A God thought assumes a person's best intentions. When I read that last night, I was thinking, my mom used to say, if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. We all had the same mom, didn't we? Don't say anything at all. A God thought assumes a person's best intentions as opposed to the worst. A God thought will help you avoid jumping to error conclusions about yourself and how others see you. So the assignment is clear, right? When someone comes in, you see something that's not going, and it doesn't have to be in primary relationships. It could be at work. It could be whatever you encounter, your children, your grandchildren. Go for the highest. Go for the best. And as you go for that, you have a tendency to create that in your life. So how you doing? Great. I love you. I bless you. I behold the living presence of God within you, and so it is. Amen.
Been sitting in the darkness, but the sunlight's creeping in. Now the ice is slowly melting in my soul and in my skin. All the good times, my friend, yeah, yeah, are coming around again. Oh, yeah. I've been thinking, reminiscing of better nights and better days. Hiding in the refuge of memories I've made. I got a feeling within, within, it's coming around again. Ooh, yeah.
Coming around again.
We've been so long waiting for the all-time high. We got a damn good reason to put the troubles aside. And all your winter sorrows hang a mile too dry. Throw it away, gotta throw it away. All the colorful days, my friend, are coming around again. Yeah,
yeah.
I got someone waiting for me. It's been so long since we met. And I may not be your salvation, but I offer nonetheless. And if like me you wanna take that dance, it's coming around again. Ooh, yeah.
Coming around again.
We've been so long waiting for the all-time high. We got a damn good reason to put your troubles aside. And all your winter sorrows hang them out to dry. Throw it away, gotta throw it away. All the colorful days, my friend. Again.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I can feel the weight off my shoulders as as I feel unstuck. I can hear the singing as my feet come on to love. All the good times on which we do depend. No. Yeah, the best of times.
While our choir is being seated, I'm going to invite our ushers to come forth. And this morning, if you've been spiritually fed by the music, the meditation, the message, or if you consider this your spiritual home, we invite you to make a gift to Unity Christ Church. So let's take a moment and center ourselves in this one presence, in this one power, God the Good. We feel that presence, we feel that power moving in and through us, and we're grateful. And this morning we choose to live in love. Just make that decision, knowing that once we made that decision, that God will see us through. We choose to live in love. So together may we affirm our church offertory blessing. Together, divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. And now silently. Thank you, God. So we take a moment and we bless these tithes, these gifts, and these offerings. We bless the gifts that's been received in the mail this week, those participating in our consistent giving program, our unexpected income program. We bless all of these gifts, and we send them forth to fulfill our vision and mission, and that's truly to transform lives as we celebrate, honor, and affirm the divine presence in each and every person. Thank you, God, and so it is. Amen. We have a wonderful book study at 10:30 on Thursday morning. If you'd like to come and discuss the lesson and discuss the book, all are welcome. Also, next week, Reverend Patty Williams, our associate minister, will be doing the lesson on the ultimate companion as we continue this series. We do not have children this morning, so let's stand and let's have our prayer protection and our... Judy, we don't have children. Not yet.
Now there is peace on earth, and it has begun with me. Now there is peace on earth, the peace that was meant to be. Begins with me. Let this be the moment now. With every step I take, let this be my joyous smile. Each moment and live each moment in peace eternally.
Of the rainbow, all the voices of the wind, every dream that reaches out to find where love begins. Every word of every story, every star in every sky, every corner of creation lives to testify. For as long as I shall live, I will testify to love. I'll be a witness in the silences when words are not enough. With every breath I take, I will give thanks to God above. For as long as I shall live, I will testify to love. From the mountains to the valleys, from the rivers to the sea, every hand that reaches out,
every hand that reaches out to offer peace,
every simple act of mercy, every step to kingdom come, all the hope in every heart will speak what love has done. For as long as I shall live, I will testify to love. I'll be a witness in the silences. Words are not enough. With every breath I take, I will give thanks to God above. For as long as I shall live,